Hello, hola amigos. It's me, Adri, and welcome to Tea Amigas, a podcast where we spill the tea on mental health, literature, journaling, and most importantly, our lives. Gracias por estar aquí. This is episode 43, and this week it is me again, and I'm going to be discussing all things related to college admittance, and, well, not all the things, but my top tips, tricks, and advice for people who are going back to school or going into school for the first time, especially if you're traveling out of state for school. So let's get started. Thank you for joining us. It is just me again, so I'll start us off strong with the journaling prompt for today, which is, how would you show up differently if you allowed yourself to do the things you're afraid of? And this is something I'm very excited to talk about because I feel like I'm always afraid of so many things. And I just like stop myself before I continue on, or like before I try new things, I stop myself while I'm ahead, basically, but I'm behind. So I think I would show up differently if I allowed myself to do the things I'm afraid of. I think I would be freer for sure. I would probably feel less pressure, like less pressure to be right or correct. And I think I would like show up with like a sense of joy. Like I wouldn't be so like bared down and like sad and like upset with myself because I wouldn't be as afraid anymore. Yeah, so I think that's how it showed up. I just show up freer, happier, more willing to like jump in kind of thing. And I just like wouldn't be afraid, like, yeah, that's something I need to work on, is being not afraid and showing up. And I think it would help boost my confidence. I've been seeing a lot of things that, you know, boosting your confidence is a trained thing and you have to kind of trick yourself into it. So I think I would help myself more with my confidence by being less afraid and just jumping in and trying things. And I would be bold. I'd be making choices that are bold and that aren't, you know, restrained choices, I guess. I think that's how it'd show up. Yeah. So on to the next thing. What am I reading? I'm reading Julia Alvarez's new book on audiobook. I'm listening to The Cemetery of Untold Stories, which is really good. I'm really enjoying it. It took me a little bit just to get into it because I feel like following it was a little bit difficult while listening on audiobook, but now I think I got the rhythm of it, and it's really good. Like, Julia Alvarez is such a juicy writer, and her way with words is so beautiful, and it's really cool to read more stories about her. And this particular one, I feel like kind of is an ode to artists almost, because it goes through the perspective of a writer and like the writing blockages and burying the stories and who gets the right to tell those stories. So I think it's really cool for me, especially now while I'm working on a play that's surrounded about really hard topics, and theater in general. A lot of times, like, the themes are universal themes in shows, and now I'm like learning how I can apply those universal themes into my acting and the impact that it has to be able to tell those stories. So I think it's really cool. And it's a pretty good book so far. The other books are still, you know, on my bedside, but have I touched them very much? No, because I am very busy with school and everything in life, you know. So mental health check is, I feel like I'm pretty average. I don't know, maybe like a 3.5, maybe a 4. I've been pretty good, honestly. I do have bad days. I do have bad moments, but I've been getting better at managing it, and like my coping skills have been better. So that's kind of exciting for me, as I'm like navigating mental health. And as it's always something that you have to work at, and there's always something to work on with it. So it's really interesting, and I'm trying to not bog myself down with bad thoughts and negativity, and I'm trying to cope better. And I think it's helping. Like the other night, I was feeling so anxious and I couldn't sleep, and it was like I was irritated, and I think it was like midnight or 1 o'clock or something, and I decided to walk around my neighborhood because I just needed to get up and move, and then staying in my room was not helping. So I went for a walk and that helped. So I'm learning more coping skills, like walking, and movement helps for me, and listening to music helps, and also being present is help. And like being present is, it's like saying calm down. You can't just calm down. You can't just be present. So I'm looking for skills to be more present, of like connecting with somebody or really being more aware of something in my environment that I'm taking myself out of my head, which is a very interesting thing to be working on. I don't know. Moving right along to catch-ups. What have I been doing? I've been in rehearsal for the show All My Sons, which has been a really wonderful process. It's very intimidating. So going back to our journaling prompt, that I'm very afraid, and I want to not to be afraid, just because the grandness of this and the getting to work on this show is very important, and it's very cool, and getting to work with my classmates on this, with my cohort, has been so beautiful and wonderful. So it's very scary, it's very intimidating, but I'm enjoying it a lot, and I'm learning so much, and our director is so wise and gracious and has so much to give us. So I'm very excited about this process. It's honestly been pretty it's been very fruitful in a way that I get to get into the script and work in the script, and I get to do all of this background research, and I get to really play with how I'm embodying this character and how I get to move through space with the other actors, and how I get to use my voice to speak with them, and how I get to transform in this play. So it's been a very exciting experience. School has been very good. Just busy doing all the things. I'm just really grateful for this experience. It's been a year since I got accepted into the University of Washington, which is very exciting. I got waitlisted February is when I got waitlisted, and I got my official offer April 5th. So it's been a year. It's been an exciting year. So I felt like it was timely to bring in our topic of the day, which is tips and tricks and advice from me to you on getting to school, getting to college. Yeah, so let's just jump right into that. So first, I'm going to start off with is enjoy your time now. There's no rush, but make sure you take the time to do the things you like right now. Relax with your friends and family, especially if you're moving out of state. I wish I did more of this, is that I wish I spent more time with my friends. And I did make it a goal of mine last year to spend time with my friends, so that I did, but I wish I did more. Because I did spend a lot of the summer working, and I wish I didn't work as hard, but I had to work because I had to save up, which leads to my next point, which is save up your money, girly, pay off your credit card debt, which I wish I paid off more of my credit card debt before coming to school. I wish I didn't have credit card debt, but that's how it is. Past me was leaving it for future me's problem, and future me, current me, is dealing with it. So yeah, just save your money as early as possible. So even if you're even thinking about going into grad school or going back to school in the next couple years, save your money, pay off that credit card debt as soon as possible, which is honestly just like a life tip. Which people always say, and I know because I was that person that was like, I can't save. I have to live check to check, which I do. But also 5%, 10% of each check or something, it adds up. So just do that. So when you're moving and starting school, the little things start to add up, like your school supplies. If you're moving expenses, like buying cleaning supplies. Parking on campus is so fucking expensive. I'm not even joking. That's the thing I hate about school, is that you have to pay for parking on an institution that you're already paying so much tuition for. And the University of Washington is known for their beautiful ass cherry blossoms. Campus was popping. Campus was crazy. So there's all these people from all around coming to see these motherfucking cherry blossoms taking up the parking spots. And like students like us still have to pay. Like, rude. And getting parking tickets on campus, that's the rudest. That is the craziest thing that these institutions do, is that they give parking tickets to their students. It's honestly rude. And honestly, if you know of any tips or tricks into getting free parking at your school, you didn't hear it from me, but use that shit. Gatekeep that shit. Keep it a secret. Fuck the system. Let's see. Okay, mentally prepare for your first... this is the next one. Mentally prepare for your first parking ticket on campus, because there's not a single person I know. I mean, now, I don't know, I guess I haven't talked to enough people here, but I know so many people that have parking tickets from their college. And I've gotten a parking ticket at my undergrad and my grad. So it's a fun experience. Working into the budget, honestly. And that's what I've done now. Use the free... in quotations, use the free resources from the library. Any of the free. So use free resources, which means like the library, seminars, guest speakers, health and wellness, like therapy and counseling. For my undergrad, you had like unlimited free counseling. For here, there's some counseling. Your student fees cover this stuff, so use it. Use the gym. Use that shit. Otherwise, it's just like you're paying all this money for what? And you know, once you get out into the real world and you have to pay for all these things, it adds up. So use the free shit while you can. That's what I wish I learned, or that's what I wish I, was told when I was in undergrad, was to use this stuff and actually like used it, because I really missed out in my undergrad. Find a mentor. I wish I had this in undergrad, and I would have had a totally different experience in my undergrad if I had a mentor. I did have 1 year. I was an internship, and our lead for the internship, she basically was my mentor. But that was, it was kind of just like a professional relationship in the sense that I was learning through the internship. But I really wish I used more of the resources in getting a mentor or speaking with an advisor and really felt grounded into the school. I have mentors now, and it is so nice. And it's so helpful. And honestly, sometimes it's just nice to talk to somebody, and it doesn't even have to be like school related. It's nice to have a person who understands what you're doing right now, because some people are not going to understand what it's like to be in school, and you need to have somebody understand that you're in school, that you're studying something that within your industry is nice, you know. And they're also going to be your letters of references in the future. So use your mentors, find a mentor, get involved, make a friend. These next 2 points are make a friend and get involved, which is what I wish I did in my undergrad. I was at a commuter school, and I was coming and going all the time, and I was working multiple jobs, so I wasn't really involved in school, and I wish I was. I just wish I had used my time in undergrad to really experience what it was like to go to school, because there's ways to do it that are still, like, you're able to work, and you're able to provide for yourself and commute and save money that way. Because I think there's this idea that if you don't go to school, if you don't go away for school and you're not in dorms, then you're like less than, which I don't think is true. I think you just have to work a little extra to create those communities that you need. Once I started getting involved in my undergrad and became part of student organizations, that's when I really became more involved in, like, who was in the program, who I was going to work with, and who I connect with now, and I'm still friends with some of the people, which is really nice and wonderful, and that we can communicate and be in an industry together. This is a word to the wise is, always poop in the best building's bathroom, especially if it's not part of your degree. So if you are like me and maybe in the drama school and you have a really expensive, theoretically, business school that is right next to your building, go use the business school's bathroom to poop in. You deserve it, because the business school is probably going to be better than the drama school. They still have one ply toilet paper, but still, it's nice to have a nice bathroom to poop in. And always poop. Always poop in general. Scholarships, grants, apply. It's a lot of work. It takes up time. But also, it's money that you don't have to pay back. So get that money. Start working. Something that I've realized is that keeping like a file is super helpful, and journaling honestly has helped me a lot, because I have kept track of like all the things I talk about and like what I think about and what I'm passionate about, and I already have that stuff down. So then I just have to copy and paste and put it into essay format to answer their questions, because a lot of the questions are usually like, why do you need money? Why do you deserve money? Why are you studying? What are you passionate about? What kind of work do you want to do? What do you want to do with this money? So those are generally like what all grants and kind of scholarships ask. So start answering those questions now. Save your responses for other applications and reword them, rework them to go into other scholarships and grants. But apply for scholarships and grants. apply. I wish I did this more in undergrad and I would have had less student loans. Yes. Do what you love. This is going to sound crazy, or you're probably going to expect this from me. And this isn't, not everybody says this, but do what you love. This is an expensive experience. Higher education is a privilege that we shouldn't take for granted. And you should do what you love. Do not waste your time. Do not waste your money going to college if you're not going to be passionate about it, because that's so much time and that is so much money. And you could be spending your time and money elsewhere. You could be getting paid elsewhere. You could be making bank out in the real world, doing something crazy that you don't like. So just go do what you like. Do what you like. If you like school, go to school. If you don't like school, but you know you need a degree, you gotta figure it out. You gotta figure it out. But most importantly, have fun. Have so much fun and enjoy those years, because the time in school is so nice. And it's nice to be a student and for that to be the thing that's really keeping you going, and for that to be the thing that you really only have to focus on. And those extra jobs, they don't mean shit. All of your side jobs, it doesn't matter. I wish I cared less about my side jobs that I was doing and would have just enjoyed my time, investing my time in my undergrad experience. And I would have been way better off, and I think I would have been a lot happier with life and the trajectory of my life, and sure of myself, a lot more confident in myself. So those are my top tips and tricks for school and grad school and all of that. And I think just do everything you want to do. Do it with passion and do it with love, because our time is limited on this planet, and we shouldn't do shit that doesn't make sense. If it makes sense to go into a job that you hate but you're making bank, do that with your chest. Go all out. Don't half-ass shit. Just fucking do it. You know? All right. Well, thank you all for joining us for this short little episode on tips and tricks for grad school, for school. If you want to ask questions to me, feel free to email us at tamigaspodcast@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer questions. This is an exciting time for people getting acceptances, or, you know, figuring out what school they're going to. Are they moving? Are they staying in state? Are you going to community college? Are you planning on taking a gap year? Like, it's all very exciting. But it's really cool to be on campus and then see all of these like tours and stuff and all these young people going out into the world that are going to be the future of tomorrow. I don't know if that made sense. But something I'm grateful for this week is I'm truly really grateful for our director. I'm really grateful for our director. She is wonderful. She is gracious. She is so freaking smart, and it is so wonderful to just like pick at her brain and bounce ideas off of, and to create this world that I get to live in for this show. And I'm very grateful for the experience to be here at school. And yeah, you can check out the show notes for links to the things I discuss, which is just going to be like the book. Maybe I'll make a little little graphic for all of the tips and tricks that I offered. Join us again next time when we do this all over again. Thank you for sipping the tea with me. Don't forget to rate, share, and subscribe to Tea Amigas on your favorite listening platform so you and your friends don't miss out on any of the tea that we spill. Gracias. Adios, amigos, amiguis, amigas.